Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy in the background because they have joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
This is ridiculous.
Joining me, as always, is the charming and lovely Diane Brierley.
Do you get me, sweetheart?
And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
I would rather you just said thank you.
Mm-hmm. Engineering the show, as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Engineer extraordinaire, making sure that we can be heard around the world on the World Wide Web. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. Here's how the show works. You get to send us anything and be totally anonymous. We, in return, are brutally honest. This is your opportunity to hear what people really think when you're not in the room. If you can handle that, email us. If you can't, and you have very sensitive boo-boos, emotional boo-boos everywhere, then don't email us. We're not a boo-boo kind of show.
Nope.
There you have it. All right, what you got?
Article from Fox News. Apparently...
Wait, I gotta get my article out.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently, another reason why boys should avoid sex when they are younger.
Okay.
Because they've done a study that shows sexually active teenage boys risk small reproductive organs.
What?
Honestly, that's what it says. A new U.S. study claims that having sex during adolescence could stunt the growth of their reproductive organs.
Right there.
That's the answer to all of the problems of the universe.
Thanks
right
for listening
there.
To the show today, folks.
All done. We don't
I'm
have to do
here.
Another show. Right there has answered all
explains,
of the problems.
That explains the things right there. Oh, seriously?
That's what they're saying. But hang on, because they didn't even do it on humans. So, okay.
Oh,
researchers from Ohio State University said that being sexually active while the nervous system was still developing can be linked to lasting effects on the body and mood into
the
adulthood.
The nervous system is still...
Forming
at 16 years of age?
Finalizing, I guess. I don't know. Not forming, but...
But this wasn't...
It's the imprinting
beings,
thing,
though.
I think, because you know.
No, it's not the imprinting. It says your wanger's going to be smaller.
That's exactly what it says.
Well, I don't know.
The twigs and berries fraction of the size.
Are very, very tiny.
But they weren't even doing it on humans, so therefore I don't know how valid this is.
What were they doing them on?
Male hamsters.
Hamsters.
Okay, but they do say sexual experience during this time and point in time early in life is not without consequence, which is true. It's very true.
Their consequence they're talking about is you get a small wanger.
Apparently. It says the furry animals were chosen because they have psychological similarities
What's psychological or physiological?
Physiological similarities to humans.
Okay,
no,
so
we
they
don't.
Did. Wait a minute. They did tests.
Mm-hmm.
On hamsters
that were sexually active early in their life,
and then they would measure the hamster wiener to come up with this conclusion.
They had smaller.
Wait a minute. First of all, how do you explain to your family what you do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
What do you? I'll measure hamster wieners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and you get paid to do that?
Hamster wang.
That just didn't sound right, Ross.
Thing.
That didn't sound right.
I am
right.
I'll measure hamster wieners for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I do.
So these people went to school,
mm-hmm.
spent all this money. Your parents spent all this money to send you to school, and now you measure
hamster wings,
hamster wieners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder how much you get paid to do that.
I'm sure they're very proud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so because if a hamster has sex too early, his wangadoodle is not as big as it would be. By how much did they say?
It didn't say by how much. It
Are we talking
smaller,
10%, 50%?
Smaller total 75%. Body mass and a decrease in reproductive tissue as adults. It said sex in adolescence for the hamsters also left them more prone to depression and autoimmune problems.
But listen to this. He explained that the Ohio team studied sexually active hamsters at 40 days old, the creature's equivalent of adolescence, as well as adulthood at 80 days, and observed a group that went without sex.
So they
boring.
They were comparing the ones with
sitting
sex to the ones without.
Hamsters.
The ones without sex had bigger wieners?
Apparently so.
Well, what's the point of that?
I don't even think it has.
If you got bigger wieners,
you
can't have sex.
What difference?
How's that a win?
As an adult, it will be bigger, and then you can use it. Don't use it when you're too young because it'll stay small.
I don't see anything about size.
Use it
in
and
this.
You lose it.
There's nothing about size.
First of all, we are not advocating in any way, shape, or form for teenagers to have sex.
No. Make it perfectly clear.
Okay. But this is kind of weird.
Yes.
This is saying that you're going to be prone
your
to depression.
Your tax dollars at work, folks. Who paid for this?
We did.
Well, it could have been funded by tax dollars, I would imagine.
I'm sure. Okay, so how do you goat?
I don't know.
Well, Senator, what we need this grant. Yeah? What are you going to do with it? Well, sir...
We're gonna measure
hamster wieners.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, now, sir, let me see if I understand this. You want us to appropriate a few million dollars
mm-hmm.
so you can measure the wieners of hamsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Senator. Yes, mm-hmm. Senator. Well, that sounds reasonable. Let's approve that. Thank you, Senator. This will be very helpful some days. It'll explain why you have a small wiener, Senator. I mean, what the heck? This is craziness.
I don't know, but could you imagine if it's true and all the boys that started when they were 14 and 15 years old having sex, and if it commensurates with the size of their...
It's just...
Their wieners.
I think it's
just crazy.
Hogwash.
Of all the dumb stuff to study.
I know.
Good Lord.
Okay, but
there's a million other. I guess you can use this to try and convince.
Yes.
Here, Ross, take this to your youth group.
If you were an adolescent boy and somebody said, "If you have sex too young, it's going to make your schwang small,"
you're going to have a smaller schwang, son.
Would you avoid it?
If you pull this thing out,
whatever works.
Is this gender specific?
Whatever
works.
Or
did we say, you know, ladies, you're going to have?
No, it's the guys.
It is just guys.
Male, I do believe.
Come on,
yeah. So
yes,
you just tell
male. Them. Mm-hmm.
You just
all right,
son. You got to think about what you're doing here.
Does that mean that
you know what's sad is this is probably a more effective argument
than the word
than everything else.
Yes.
Morality and health.
I just don't want to have a small penis.
You know, just that you will have a smaller wanger.
Mm-hmm.
Now they might say, well, I don't want to do that.
No.
Well, good heavens. I guess, you know, whatever it takes to
whatever it takes to
reason with them.
So they keep their
pants. Post that online. And parents can take that.
So hamsters are physiologically more alike a human being when it comes to the anatomy.
I thought we were more like monkeys.
That's what I thought.
What kind of? What's with this evolution stuff?
I don't know.
Apparently we came from hamsters.
Apparently.
Jeez.
We did not evolve from monkeys. We evolved from hamsters.
All I can think of in my mind is, how big is a hamster wiener?
In proportion to their size.
That's got
to
be
it's got to be pretty teeny.
Pretty tiny. Thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know you're getting a proper measurement? I don't know.
Really?
Why are we talking about
you're really
this?
Gonna
good
go
Lord.
There
Diane,
that?
I blame you for this downward
just
spiral.
I only
in our
read the article.
Discussion here.
I wasn't doing the editorializing. Y'all were doing that. I am so sure. Okay.
Hey, whatever it takes to get boys to keep their pants on. So. Go ahead and post it online.
It could scare
them
parents, straight.
You want something else, say, son, here's another reason to keep it in your pants. And not, okay, mm-hmm. whatever.
Well, it might work.
It could. It just seems a little odd to me.
Would you be scared if someone told you that doing something would make it smaller?
Yeah, probably.
If I was a teenager and my father would have sat down and said, son,
it'll stunt its growth.
You're going to have a smaller wang if you pull that thing out. I guess it would have an effect on me.
I don't know if I'd
so.
Have sex today yet either at 37.
I might stop having sex at 57.
It's not like if Mary's you never have it, it keeps growing. I don't think that that's quite how it works.
Good night. I guess that would have an effect, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, I bet it would.
Problem is my dad never talked to us about this stuff. That's why we were all messed up in the first place.
Never had a conversation at all.
Never.
Not one thing.
Not
ever.
One time. And my brothers agree, you know, the one we'll talk to have agreed. You know, if our dad would have actually talked to this, it would have really changed the direction of our lives. I really believe that.
Well, I believe if I would have had one, it would have drastically changed my direction in life.
And it's usually the absence of fathers that create a lot of this problem. You know, guys, you don't, and mom, you can't make up that's the bummer.
Yes.
You can't fix it, mom. You talking about won't do it. It's got to be the father. The father's got to engage with the boy. Sit down and talk to him about responsibility and why you need to do what you need to do. And you can get all the reasons you want. That in and of itself would have made it. I wouldn't have needed the hamster wiener study.
Nope.
I would have just had the dad.
Exactly.
Now, as a dad, if on top of it, he pulled out the hamster wiener story.
Maybe.
Son, if you become physically active, you will have a wiener the size of a hamster. Wang.
It might have had a bigger impact. I mean, I don't know. But... I think, in all honesty, I just think if fathers would just talk to their kids and engage their boys and be honest and open about these things, I think we could avoid a whole lot of problems. Well, every study's shown that. The single greatest influence on the moral decisions of boys and girls comes from the father.
The role of the father.
All studies have shown it. Even the craziest left studies, you know. I mean, if there's one thing that is without debate. Now, you can debate. I saw a thing on MSNBC, you know, that they were trying to debate why that studies came out that way, you know, but they couldn't dispute the study themselves. All the studies show the single greatest influence on the moral decisions of young people comes from the father. That when it comes to the moral decisions of children, women can barely compete. I know it bums out women and all the single
moms. Especially
if
there's not a dad around, then that makes them feel really bad.
I know it makes you feel bad. Try and find a male mentor for the guy. Get an older, you know, like bigger brother things or some group in your church or something where they can meet with your son and the older guys can make friends with them and say, son, you need to keep your wiener in your pants. You know, that has huge impact.
Keep your jewels in your chest.
Mom can say whatever they want to say, but it just doesn't have the same impact as when a man does it, particularly the father. So there you go, dads.
Mm-hmm.
If you want more discussion, fodder. We just gave it to you. Just pull out the wiener, the hamster wiener story, and that might help you out. So, all right, after that uplifting beginning to this.
Yes. Shall we?
Let's take a break. We will come back with your emails and all things concerning hamsters right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men are more interested in sex than their wives. Why would you say that? Because generally it's true. But it's not always true. There are a lot of relationships where the wife is much more interested in sex than her husband. If you're here tonight and your wife is much more interested in sex than you are, I think I speak for all the men here when I say that we hate you.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
You're in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
Have I made a Christmas tree? The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Battery's not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
Holy Christmas card, guys. Clearly, yeah.
The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Where am I going to go to the bathroom?
Charities.
She's a witch. I hate her.
5 months
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight. I blew a fuse.
Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
That song blesses my soul because we've all been somewhere in one of those.
The Hold It A Light episode was very close to what happened at our house last Friday. Very close.
Oh, I don't get it. It is so true.
If one goes out, they all go out.
Oh, and then I couldn't find the replacements, and then the only one I could find was a blinker, so one part of it was blinking and the rest of it wasn't. It was just a nightmare.
Do you know what I found out? A very close friend of mine introduced me to something very, very, very exciting about Christmas lights. If you don't have the time or the patience to actually go through and find the faulty bulb, just keep them aside. And the next time you have a bonfire outside or you want to add that color, that real beautiful deep purples and blues, just throw on the Christmas lights. It's not very, you know, environmentally
friendly.
Safe, but it is the coolest
it makes it
thing.
Fire.
It makes it makes it more colorful. You know, like those additives that you can put into fires, like the
that's what's
the
in
copper.
The lights?
Yeah, all the copper.
Oh, yeah, it's in the wiring.
Yes, and then you just pull out the copper when it's done and you go and turn it in for recycling.
There we are.
Okay, I remember this. What's that one song? Dressed up in women's underwear.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Later
you put
on.
It last year at Christmas time. You have to have it in your stash there somewhere.
Oh, I must have. Where is it?
Walking around.
Oh, here it is. Oh, okay. We got to play that.
And you know this song all too well.
Lacey thinks the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission.
No, no.
I'm wearing her clothes.
No.
Her silk panties.
Oh,
no.
Walking around in women's underwear.
In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight like handcuffs at night.
Aww.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Office, there's a guy named Melvin.
He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
No, no, no.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town.
That's so bad.
If you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some eye shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. For permission, wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
It's just wrong. It's just
that
wrong.
That is awesome.
Do tell.
He's laughing a little too hard about this. I think that there's...
It's wrong at so many places.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
So funny. On the production values.
Just,
they went real high. Up.
I mean, huge orchestra, the harmonies.
For such a lame...
How do you record something? How do you record that and not laugh every 5 seconds?
They probably did.
It had to take them days to get everybody sobered up enough to sing the song. Oh, that is... Merry Christmas to all you listening.
Walking around in your wife's underwear.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. First email. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is the first email of the day.
Okay, what do you got?
Hi, guys. I'm all the way up in Canada listening to your awesome show.
We love Canada.
Okay.
Oh, Canada.
What is your opinion?
Oh, play some background. Okay, good.
What is your opinion on women co-workers and friends texting and emailing my husband for on non-work-related things, whether they know me or not? We have gotten to a few arguments over this, my opinion being that they shouldn't even have your cell phone number. My husband, I love him so much, we have a great marriage, tends to want to help women. One example, he came home from work early one day to spend time with me because he was going later, apparently, to help his female ex-best friend, so his ex-best friend before her, apparently, with renovations. I asked him, how come...
Is that what you call it now?
Yeah.
Gotta help with the renovations.
I asked how come her boyfriend can't help her, and he said, oh, he'll be there too. I said, then how come you have to go? And he said, because I need to keep the peace between her new boyfriend and another ex-boyfriend who apparently is going to be there helping.
Da, 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 da.
So we have a room potentially set up with a current boyfriend and two exes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And okay, her husband didn't see anything wrong with this situation, and she saw everything wrong with it. He gets mad at her because he thinks I don't trust him. She says we've been married for 6 wonderful years. We tend
wait
to
a
only
minute.
Argue.
Wow, wonderful years.
Yeah, yeah, yes. High five.
Wonderful
this
years.
This apparently is the only thing that they argue about.
Oh, it's the only thing.
That's what she says.
My wife and I look great. As long as I can date other women, I'm in great shape.
She said we only tend to argue about this subject, and every time it comes up, it gets more heated. Please share your opinion because maybe my husband and I can finally reach an understanding, she says.
Your husband is an idiot wrapped up in a moron. Mm-hmm. And you are just as crazy.
What's with this chick?
What was
three exes showing up to help her? There must be something pretty special about her.
That's what I'm saying. How do you walk into a room high-five and the boy's going, yeah.
They're all coming to help her renovate.
Coming to help her renovate.
Yes.
Yeah.
All her current boyfriend and two exes are all coming to help this crazy chick renovate. How do you manage that?
That's a great, you know what, to be honest with you, that's not a bad idea. Just get all your exes to come over and help do all your kind of to-do list around the house. Get your boyfriend, all my exes. Why not?
Yeah, Can you imagine that?
You don't need to pay for anybody.
Like I say, there must be something pretty special about this chick that she can pull this one off.
It's bizarre.
But it's the only thing they argue about. At least it's the only thing they argue about.
Pretty important, I should think.
Yeah. Oh, sure. If they could just solve this, they'd never argue about anything, apparently.
One's an electrician, one's a plumber, and one's a carpenter.
Maybe.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, it just makes sense. Hey, at least he came home early to spend time with her.
Date with skill sets that you can use even after you break up.
He came home. He came home. He's...
I am committed to stopping the creation of beer.
What?
Using all my power to prevent the beer makers from buying the minds of the people.
Wait a minute, what is that?
What is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. What were you trying to play?
I couldn't understand a thing. It sounds like the Swedish chef was singing that one.
My exes live in Texas.
Push the wrong button.
That's why I hang my hat in Tennessee.
Yeehaw. All right, so... Mm-hmm. What's this? All of my exes. Oh, it just says all my exes.
What was that? It was like the Swedish chef
stuff.
Singing
it says,
that song.
All my exes.
That's what it sounded like.
Rosanna's down in Texarkana wanted me to push her broom. Sweet Eileen's in Abilene, she forgot I hung the moon. And Dallas Sun's in Galveston somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas.
Unless you're in Canada.
And Texas is a place I dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas. That's why I hang my hat in Tennessee.
I don't know. What's the matter with this lady? If my wife saw me texting all these women and hanging with these women and going over to adjust their...
You're helping them. Come on, you're just a good guy to do the renovations.
He
likes to help females. He's just a nice guy.
Maybe I'm coming over to renovate some stuff.
He even came home early to spend time with her before he went for the renovation party.
Before he goes out with his other women.
See, he's such a good guy. He comes home and spends his time
with her. What woman tolerates that? Other than this Canadian chick.
Apparently she does.
What
I'd say,
heck?
Go ahead. Go renovate away, but don't bother coming home.
Don't come home, man.
You aren't getting any renovation around here when you come back.
Come on, dear. You got to have more. Come on, you're a Canadian chick. Canadian chicks are butt-kicking women. You don't put up with this kind of nonsense. You know, the good thing about Canada, it's so stinking cold. All you got to do is say, I'm going to lock the door. He'll freeze to death.
Yes.
It's true.
Let him do that. Play the show for him. Dude, you are a moron. What are you doing?
Helping.
Stop it. You got a wife. Remember when you stood at the altar and you made this promise, forsaking all others? That means no other girlfriends. No other girlfriends. Stop texting these other women. Stop hanging with these other women. Honestly, girl, and you need to get a pair. Yeah, get a pair, because we don't have a pair. But they need to get a pair. I mean, come on. What are you doing? You let your husband do this for years. Honestly, what is the matter with people?
Are you looking for the next romantic getaway or planning the next family vacation? Whether it is around the world or around the corner, Grace Point Travel can help you with all your travel needs. Take advantage of their extensive training and experience as you look to plan your next adventure. You can call George and Judy Oakes at 206-203-3927 or email them at gracepointtravel@usfamily.net. If you prefer to book your own getaway yourself, you can try their easy-to-use self-service website with a complete range of options, including cruises, hotels, even tickets to concerts and sporting events. Don't delay in planning your next trip. Travel to www.gracepointtravel.com and make your plans today. That's www.gracepointtravel.com.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this 4-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just
for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, dating, and relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, dating, and relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
You're listening to some Mannheim Steamroller on the Mark Gunger Show as we enter the Christmas season. Merry Christmas to all. Bah humbug and all that jazz. What'd you got there?
A question about marriage and jobs.
Marriage.
I recently attended your marriage seminar that I absolutely loved. In many of the families that I know, one or both spouses have lost their jobs. You know, the tough economic times and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
After many months of looking for a job in their area and no luck, they had to broaden their search. We live simple, and it takes both of us working to provide for our family. My husband had to take a job in another state and drives home every third weekend when he is off.
Yeah.
I have tried to find a job in the area that he is at so that we are together as a family, but haven't had much luck. So here I am in a different state working because it's a job that helps support the family, and he's working in another state that also helps support the family. We have tried looking if we could survive on one income, but the truth is we can't. We talk every day, text, and Skype so that our toddler son can see daddy. Since I have our son, I send pictures and videos daily. Even though we are close, we truly do live separate lives. I know that long-distance relationships are hard, and I wondered if you had any advice for all of us couples that are having to endure this trial. Military families do it all the time, but how do people that are not used to their spouses being gone do this? How can we stay close so far away, especially since we aren't together all of the time? It's only been a month. I asked her how long they have to do this, and she said it's been going on for a month.
Well, how long are they planning on doing it?
I asked her that, too. She said they're still trying to find another job, but nothing is coming up. So,
okay, well, number one, don't freak out right now. Anybody can do anything for a season. Okay, there are seasons of life. We have different challenges and different situations that come flying at you. A month into it, okay, this is not the end of the world. I would pray. God answers prayers, believe it or not.
She does say, I have been praying about it.
Continue to pray and stand in faith and trust God. God
has my prayer in 30 days.
Seriously, right. I mean, relax. It might take a while.
Mm-hmm.
But trust God and have some faith and stand in and see what happens. And don't come start panicking. I would not do this long term, and I don't know how long term this is. I wouldn't, within 3 months or so, someone's got to give. Now, I would challenge her assumption that we can't live on one income.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
If you need to move where he is and you don't have a job for a while but live super meagerly.
Yeah, get a trailer and live in a van down by the river.
At least you're together. Seriously.
Exactly.
At least you're together. Rather together than with a bigger house or something.
Well, we can't afford it. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. I mean, there's an apartment somewhere. There's some low rent place somewhere. There's a mobile home somewhere where you can rent for little to nothing, and you can live off of one income. It just means your lifestyle is going to change dramatically. But better your lifestyle change dramatically than to and be together than your lifestyle eventually change dramatically anyway, because you wind up in a divorce.
Yep.
Because once you end up in the divorce, you're going to have a single income anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And life's going to, so just be smart about this. First of all, it's only been a month. Don't panic. Pray. Trust God. Stand in faith. See if God will answer you. I believe God answers prayer. But you got to pray in faith. You know, just go, isn't praying. Oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. It's not praying. I got a whole series that I just did on faith. I wonder if that's not available yet, probably.
It's only on iTunes or on the church website.
Yeah. Would you just celebrationchurch.tv?
TV.
Mm-hmm. Celebrationchurch.tv or go to markgunger.com and you can get the links from there. And there I have a whole series that you can listen to. You ought to listen to it, really, seriously.
Yes.
There are 30-minute messages about faith and how to trust God and believe God. It's all there. We'll eventually get it all put on one DVD set or something. Go online and listen to that stuff. Get some faith. Trust God, okay? He answers prayer. If for some reason, though, God does not answer your prayer, or something, and he always answers prayer. Sometimes the answer is no.
Not the way you want it to be answered.
You know, then something has to give. Either he comes home or you go and be with him. And you guys stop this. Well, we can't let it. Yes, you can. Well, I'll repossess us. Let him repossess it. Start over again another state. By the way, I'm surprised more people are not moving around due to the economy. You know where people ought to be moving? North Dakota. Now,
why? What's in North Dakota?
They've got like a 3% unemployment rate.
Really?
Yeah, so that's probably because the 3% of people just refuse to work. My understanding is they have so many jobs available, they can't find enough people to work the jobs. Because they're having an oil boom in North Dakota.
Oh, I was going to say there has to be something.
People did that for years, you know, during, how do you think people moved all around the country during the Depression and stuff? Yeah. People moved during the oil boom in Texas. People moved to Texas. Why? Because that's where the work was.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's still sitting around in South, you know, Carolina and unemployed, and there's parts of the country that have jobs. Well, we don't want to move. I know, but you got
to
do something.
Go where the jobs are.
You
got to
go where the jobs are, and you got to, you know, sometimes God uses that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, you know what the earliest reason that Christians went all over the world to preach the gospel? Persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Persecution spread scattered
the gospel,
them everywhere.
Though.
It spread the gospel. So, and then there was peace. Well, they got a lot of that persecution. Boy, it sure seemed like it to me because he told them to go everywhere and they weren't.
Right.
All of a sudden, persecution comes. Now they got to scatter like cockroaches. Now they're preaching the gospel everywhere. Sometimes God uses hard times to get people's attention and move people around, you know? So I don't know that it's the answer for you. I'm just saying, if I am in Green Bay and I cannot find a job and I'm starving to death, I'm moving, man. I'm moving. Now, of course, we have unemployment, all kinds of stuff to patch stuff together, and hopefully things will turn around. And that's really why there probably isn't more of an exodus moving around, because people do have these extended unemployment benefits and stuff like that. But seriously, you get rid of all that stuff, people will move. You'll have to move. You know, and if that means moving to states, now I wouldn't, you know, nothing against North Dakota, but man, would I not want to live in North Dakota? We kid around Green Bay. Green Bay's like Hawaii
compared to
North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
North Dakota. It is so cold there, and the wind is brutal.
Because there's no trees.
There's not a single tree. We fly over North Dakota all the time going out west. I always look down and say, man, if you have an emergency landing and you hit a tree, you are the unluckiest man on the face. You're supposed to die.
Yes.
If you have an emergency landing or in North Dakota and you're supposed to die, you should just be dead. Because your chance of hitting a tree is highly unlikely.
Yes.
You just land in an open field. If you're ever going to have an engine problem, man, pray it's over
it
North Dakota.
It was a very boring flight.
There is nothing there. It is cold. It is miserable. But they're employed.
That's right.
And they got some good jobs. And our government is so incomprehensibly stupid. You know, they're turning down this opportunity for hundreds of thousands of jobs, you know, by building this pipeline from Canada down to the refineries in Texas. And you know, all the environmental, but it's just, people are just crazy. There is, you know, where jobs are being created in America is, there is a mini energy boom going on in America today. But it's a mini one because the government's fighting it because of all their, you know, ridiculous environment. I think they're ridiculous. You know, if you're an environmentalist, don't write me. I could care less.
Save the planet, but trash all the jobs.
Yeah, kill people, but you know, save the planet for the wild turkeys. You know, it's just ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do it without. They have pipelines everywhere. You don't hear about leaks and people dying because of pipelines. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So they're shutting down hundreds of thousands of jobs just for nonsense. But even in spite of them fighting that, there's this energy boom because they're learning how to, like in North Dakota, how to mine differently and pull natural gas and oil sand, all these different things like that. So there are parts of the country where there are extremely low unemployment rates, people looking for people to come work, and they're talking some pretty decent paying jobs. So anyway, to this lady, number one, it's only a month. Don't panic. Pray. Trust God. You got about 3 months or so. I wouldn't keep up with your son.
No, don't do it.
Your
long.
Family will fall apart. It's not worth it. Move. Just move. Don't tell me you can't afford. Yes, you can. You just got to get rid of all the crud you got. And if it means you got to default on stuff to do it, then just do it. What are you going to do? The good news is in America, we don't have debtor prisons. We don't throw you in jail. Well, you may not be able to get a MasterCard for a few years. Well,
oh, heaven forbid you live without a MasterCard. Yeah.
So anyway, okay.
Okay, this is a compliment for you and also looking for advice. It's a little single dating question. I've been an avid listener to your show since 2010 and have been a huge fan since 2009 when I saw my first three Love, Marriage, and Stinking Thinking episodes. So apparently he caught the TV show.
Oh, very cool.
Your knowledge and wisdom has made a huge change in my life as a young adult. I am now 23, but my whole thought process on dating and marriage is radically different now than it was before. I have been so influenced by you that I have begun working on changing the mindsets of many, many of my peers. I'm in college at the moment, a Christian college, yet many students here have a very skewed and tainted thought process like I used to have on marriage and dating. But just like you say, the church is doing a miserable job teaching about dating, marriage, sex, masturbation, and basically all of the important stuff. Mm-hmm. Many times I feel like I'm the only one with a mindset that is radically different from those around me, but then I remember you. I always remember that there are fellow Christian brothers out there that believe the Bible and stand up for what is right no matter what others think. I know your message can radically change the world we live in, but there have to be people who take it to the world. I feel that I'm in a great position at school to really transform the way people think about dating. I plan to get your two DVD sets, The Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage and The Laugh Your Way for Singles, for a future small group I'll be hosting on campus. Is there any advice you have for me? I am completely open. I see you as one of my mentors in life, even though we haven't met, and I pray that your wife will be healed, and I pray your ministry will radically change this country. I thank you for taking time every day to do your show, and I thank you for being a man of God I can look to for truth and discernment. And listen real carefully to this last paragraph. Also, I thank you to Ross for being a great example and entertaining addition to the show, and to Diane for holding the show together and bringing order to the madness. Listen, the last sentence is the most important.
Diane, it's about you.
Yes, Diane, you are an awesome woman of God, and I wish I will marry a godly woman who shares many of your wonderful character traits.
She's a babe. She's
there
a babe.
You go.
That's his way of saying you're a babe.
All right. So what advice do you have for him for going out and storming the castle and changing the world?
You know, send him for free my series on singles.
Okay.
Singles and Stinking Thinking. People need it. I'm telling you, that series is the most important series, I think. One of the most important series I've ever done in my life.
Agree.
Do you think it's worth possibly ever venturing down the road to do like a small group study guide for this DVD series? Yeah. That would potentially set someone up, like this young man, to have a really effective outreach within his community of faith on campus.
Sure.
Yes.
Diane?
Yes, we've talked about it. No.
Diane's the one who writes.
I write all that stuff. So, and Miles and I actually have talked about it.
Opportunity for him to evangelize.
Let's see what the demand
world.
Is because right now, first of all, how was it even selling?
I don't even know that.
We just came out with it.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see.
I told him I would write it gladly.
It is necessary. If I had the money, I would take a copy and I'd give it to every single English speaking church in the world for free.
I mean,
because we have got, if we get people thinking the way they're supposed to, our young people think instead of this nonsense we've stuck in their heads, and a lot of get stuck in their heads, if we start actually teaching them that, we would change the world, I'm telling you.
He could definitely do a small group, still watching these episodes and then discussing the content. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. I would grab some friends and.
Definitely. I promise you, no way do you not have a small group study when you watch this.
Right.
You get a bunch of single people and play lesson number one, they're going to be. Talking it out and wrestling it through, and then every single session. I mean, because it is so counter cultural. Yeah.
You don't even have to have questions to have the discussion facilitated.
That's true. It is so provoking now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you need a discussion guide. You play that for any. You play a session. Play half of it. Play whatever you want to do with a bunch of single kids, and then how many got questions about this? Talk about this. I can't imagine them not immediately responding because this is so countercultural to what they think and what they have been taught.
They'll all be talking about it.
And it'll be interesting. Anyway, so we got to wait and see what happens with that. But I would encourage anybody listening to this show that you are single or you've got single young people, singles, 20s, 30s, 40s, I don't care what, 90-year-old singles, whatever, who are thinking about relationships and want to get married, you've got to get them this set of DVDs. Go online, laughyourway.com. Go to the store on there and order that series. This series, I'm telling you, this is a life. This is a world changer.
It is.
If we can get this thinking into the faith community, we could stop the insanity. That's why we got to start first. We just got to stop the crazy. If we will stop the crazy and start having healthy families, we can start getting healthy again and we can start changing the world. But as long as we keep letting our young people do stupid over and over and over again, and then they've got to email, well, I've been married for a year and a half and my husband's got 47 girlfriends and watch, you know, this insanity. A lot of the emails we get is just a direct result of crazy thinking. So we're taking huge resources, huge chunks of time, just trying to help people hold it together, which they could have avoided if they would have just done this right in the first place. There is no substitute for doing it right in the first place. We can spend all – and my whole ministry is about trying to help people pull through and how to fix the crazy. And my seminar is all about trying to get people to think right. But I'm telling you, that's not the answer. The answer is me to fix crazy. The answer is for us to stop the crazy
much
in the first
easier,
place.
Much easier.
It is much easier, and it's much more life-changing, much more lasting. You've got to get the DVD. We will take a break and be back with our next segment right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
1 hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America are pleased to present this much-anticipated DVD set, Singles and Stinking Thinking, A Clear Path to Marriage. This four-disc set gives practical and straightforward advice that singles need to hear when it comes to dating and marriage and making the right decision. Taught from a definite Christian worldview, Mark challenges the over-spiritualized, over-romanticized expectations that fill the heads of so many singles. More than 4 hours of teaching, this series includes sessions on finding a spouse, the do's and don'ts of dating, and sex makes you stupid, and so much more. This DVD is for all singles from age 16 to 90 with an eye toward marriage. Parents, if you are looking for a resource that is packed full of biblical wisdom to help instruct your son and daughter on a path towards a successful married future, this is the DVD set for you. Order your copy now at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know,
you know what song this is?
It's a long
what? What song this is?
Yes. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I promise you.
I'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. There you go.
Yeah.
I'll be home.
Who is this?
Buble.
Hanukkah.
Is this off of his Christmas? I mean, the regular Christmas he did? The new one?
You can count on me.
I do this rendition. My wife and me, where she works, they
please
do a Christmas extravaganza for dance, and they raise money for local charities, and I do this rendition,
Just with a
jazz guitar player behind me.
Who's the player?
It has changed multiply. This year we'll have the one and only from the East Green Bay campus, Russ, now. And I've had Kelvin. I've had Philly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and so sing a little bit for us.
I can't.
Come on, sing it.
I'm not your monkey.
Let's hear it. Come on, you dancing monkey. Dance, monkey, dance.
Dance, not your monkey.
The love likely.
Yeah, it's a great song. You have to come and see it. And then give to charity.
I'll be home for Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas.
And Kwanzaa, don't forget that.
And Kwanzaa.
If only.
Sing it, Ross. Sing it again. Come on, go.
I am. Can't you hear me?
Dream.
I can't. I just will not do it for you. I sing for you every Sunday and Wednesday. I sing for you.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Obviously, I don't have the beautiful orchestra behind me.
Everywhere I go, I have a beautiful orchestra behind me. In my head.
You have a lot of things in your head. There are many things that follow you in your head, friend.
All right. You're listening to Mark Unger Show. Merry Christmas to all of you out there. Hope you're having a wonderful start to the holidays.
Odd that we don't have
and
snow
if you
yet.
Have holiday craziness going on, email us. We'd love to opine on your situation, particularly if you have an argument that you're arguing about. Send it to us. We'd love to get it. Yeah, no snow yet here in the Bay of Greenness, though nothing is green right now.
One of the warmest Thanksgivings I remember.
That was really
warm,
wasn't it?
50, it was real nice.
It was almost 60 where I was.
We're cheering on global warming, man. We hope that kicks in. Y'all can fry it there. We just want to get warmer.
Well, it was. It was like 20 degrees warmer than typical. It was really
nice. That was great. We loved it.
Okay, and this question says, hi, Mark and crew. What is your take on scheduling sex days on the calendar? Making specific days of the week for sex no matter what. My wife says she doesn't like it because it would be a job. I like it because if we want to have a baby, it will help make the baby-making process easier.
Really? I have to agree.
It makes it a job. It
sometimes it's felt like a chore. You get that call, okay,
Mark,
the temperature's
Mark wants
right.
That job.
You know what? I like, of all the jobs I've ever had, that would be my favorite job.
Honey, I can't leave. I'm in a staff meeting.
But the temperature
Mark,
is right.
I gotta go.
The temperature is right. I gotta go now. Now. Yeah.
It's go time. Go time.
What do I think? I think it's a great idea. I really do. For some people, that's the only way they get an active sex life. They
and if
do
you
it
are trying to make
purpose.
A baby, it is you the best way it. To do
you
it.
You just got
to
do it.
Period.
You
know? Literally.
So you can play this for your wife. I don't know if she'll agree with this, but I think here's the thing. I teach this at my seminars. People who have great sex lives have them on purpose. That's what people don't get. Now, if you can do this and you can have a great sex life more spontaneously, then great. I don't care. But oftentimes people's sex lives start to fall apart and it gets fewer and fewer and fewer and it all turns into people who have great sex life, it doesn't happen because it's magic. It doesn't happen because they just happen to just have this great every 5 seconds. It's they do it on purpose. And for some people, that literally means grabbing a calendar and planning. We're going to make time to be together. I think it's great. I preach it and advocate it almost everywhere I go, specifically this topic. If that's what you need to do, you need to do it, but you need to make it on purpose. Now,
don't make it into another thing on her to-do list.
Makes it a job.
I could see how it could be both ways. If it's like, oh my gosh, it's on the list and you don't do anything with it. But if you make it fun, today's the day, remember 2 days ago, and you make, okay,
have fun
here's
with
the
it.
Thing can that I have to say about this. Might I interrupt you because I do anyway?
Yes,
it is
it.
Your show, isn't that right, Dan?
Yeah, that's right. No, here's the thing, and I've said this to you before, Mark. There are people who are involved in illicit affairs, and this is exactly what they do. They know that so-and-so spouse is going to be out of town, or we have an afternoon
Ooh,
here, or we
have
it here.
That's a great point.
And
people
they make
in
it
the
work.
Hottest immoral relationships plan their sex
and
lives.
And you look forward to it, and you're dying for that day, and you just can't wait, and you send text messages or whatever back and forth to each other, anticipating, oh, I just can't wait. Thursday is so far away. I'm never going to. And they have so much fun with it, and it ramps up that whole affair business because it's scheduled, it's planned, and you're looking for it. If it works that way, why wouldn't it work in a marriage
that
where you're having fun
point.
With it?
That's a great point. I've never thought about
I've
that.
I've said that to you before.
Yeah, no,
you don't
that's
listen
right.
to me.
No. I remember you saying that. That's a brilliant point. Mm-hmm. People who, I should bring that up in my little seminars. People who are out there
this
having affairs and,
scheduled all the time.
And stuff. You know what
it
they
has
do?
To be.
They plan it.
It has to be.
They plan it. They have their affairs. They said, my wife's going to be out of town. They literally plan. They get all hot for it. Don't tell me planning sex is a drag.
No, it's not
because
a job.
People who
it's not a chore.
That's exactly what they do. They're getting together. We're going to be together on this night. They literally
live
plan it.
For it. You live for it.
Sure.
So here's this lady. She just got a bad attitude. Oh, it's a job. What the heck?
If you make it into that.
What do you mean it's a job?
It doesn't have to be. You can have a lot of fun with that.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Gotta have sex again. This jaw really bites.
It's like the Chain Gang.
Yes.
Seriously, what if... Man.
Well, and if it is about
trying to... I need a job like this.
Fertilize and, you know, looking for fertile cycles, it's the best way to do it.
Fertilize, it just sounds like spreading manure.
No, no.
Spreading manure.
I mean, if you're looking for the fertile periods is what I meant.
Copulation.
Yeah, you have to plan
Look,
it out.
When it takes
if you're
almost,
trying to have a baby and it's a problem, then yeah, you actually
when it
gotta
takes
do that.
Almost 3 years to conceive mm-hmm. and you're trying to do everything
then
right.
Then I understand it.
I have been there with this. I'm not saying that it's always the chore factor, but sometimes when you're like...
Because you're so, it has to work and
yeah,
this is the day.
And you're trying
know,
to do
I've
everything right. It does at some point in time lose
yes.
that, well,
yeah,
let's make
now,
fun
what
of
I would
this.
Say about that is...
It is totally possible.
They need to learn a little relax anyway yes. about yeah. that. It is always amazing to me how many people eventually adopt a child,
mm-hmm.
and one of the first things that happens after it is she gets pregnant.
Gets pregnant.
Yeah. Because you've let all of that go.
All that stress and anxiety.
Relax,
that is
just in... relax. If you're, I got to get pregnant. I got yeah. yeah, well, now that I can see being a job, you know. So this guy might be blending two things.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is he's talking about the stress of trying to get pregnant versus planning. Right. I have no problem planning sex. Planning sex can be hot and great, mm-hmm. and people who do it on purpose. Maybe we're missing the whole point with him. Maybe the whole point is that they're just stressing over
with the fertility.
I think it's
the
that.
Fertility. Okay, so that's a whole
different
thing.
Because I've been there, done that, yeah. and it is very tiresome.
But still, do
so
the
do
best you can to make
how do you
it.
Fix it? Just like you said, I think you
take
have
the baby
to,
part out of it.
You have to remove wanting to get pregnant and just do it. Mm-hmm. And just love the time that you have with your wife at that point in time. And if the byproduct is you get pregnant, great. If you don't, well.
Yeah, just relax. Easy for us to say.
Yep.
Sure,
it'd be interesting how old they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't ask
A lot of people don't wait and don't try until they're in their 30s.
Maybe he'll let us
this,
know.
This is a story that's repeated over and over again. That's why I tell people, man, don't be waiting so long. Yeah. It's not so easy for...
It is not.
No, it is
your
not.
Body does not care that you wanted to wait. Everybody thinks, well, I'll just wait until such and such. Yeah, that's... You're assuming that that's how physiologic... It doesn't work
it doesn't
that
work
way.
Like
it's
that.
Not. You can't just plan it out like something like your career. Well, we'll have children when I'm 32. Yeah, you know how many people are trying to have children right now at 32 and cannot?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Their hearts are broken. You know, it's just a bad way of approaching all this stuff. So that's my guess. We're all for planning sex. Your stress sounds like you're having is because you're trying to get
conceiving.
Pregnant.
Yes.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Another and, matter entirely.
Yeah, and I can't really speak to it. Ross can speak to it. He's been there.
Email me.
Email Ross.
R-O-S-S-S at...
R-O-S-S-S.
At laughyourway.com.
Three S's.
Three S's.
R-O-S-S-S at laughyourway.com. And talk to the man. He's got all kinds of ideas and stuff. He's been there, done that. You can check it out with him. All right, cool. All right, so tomorrow, more emails, more craziness, more relational traumas. If you got issues you're dealing with from dating to marriage to whatever, send them to us. We'll jump in on it. See you guys tomorrow!
Bye bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!